Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. Butter Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with
the Diva Squad,
Palace Radio, Love Fantasy,
Buddy, Buddy, Buddy. The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
This is Kylie Jo, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio, Stadio, 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 Stadio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. Cause would you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that red, red, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's switching the band, coming down line.
For
too long, you kept me in the dark. I won't let you break my heart no more, no more. I'm calling my girlfriends, they are telling me, move on, move on.
The Diva Squad.
Girl, it just ain't working. Don't be here by the weekend. Pack up all your I'm gone, I'm gone. Cause you just don't deserve it.
GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am your host, Ray Queen, and with me tonight, I have your girl, Storm. Storm, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, hey. And our girl, Ms. Mobetta, will be chiming in a bit. This is every Wednesday show. We only go by opinions now. We don't go by facts. We're not professionals. However, we are great. But, yeah, this show is strictly based on opinions. And the number to call in is 516-418-5479. We start every Wednesday at 8 p.m. GQ Palace, Butter Baby. Hey, Storm.
Hey, 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 hey. How's everything? How you been?
Tired right now, but, and it's hot. Wow.
Yeah.
It's hot. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
How about
you? I heard
yourself?
It was supposed to be, like, hot all week. I'm doing pretty good, you know, always grinding. You know, July is get money month, you know what it is. Just every month is get money month, but some months you go extra hard. So this one I'm definitely going extra hard, so it's get money month.
Yeah.
Just trying to, you know, maintain and, you know, go through the motions of everything, you know, how life throws you curveballs and all that stuff, and you just got to get back up and keep on grinding, you know.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. There's so many things going on in the world today. Oh, my God. So many things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, going on in the world today. But how are you? You're good? Everything's good?
I'm all right. I'm good. I can't complain. I can't complain. Of course, there's ups and downs. And, you know, as on my way up the hill, of course, there's going to be some hurdles, which there always is in life anyway, but whether I jump over them or whether I fall down, I still get around them somehow. So I'm so grateful to God that he blesses me and allows me to continue moving forward. So that's what it's about with me.
Yes. So we do have a topic for tonight, actually several topics that we're going to jump into. But just pretty much just talking about, you know, like how hot it's been. Oh, my God. You know, like I said, you know, we don't do the politics that much. We leave that to Mobetta. You know, and we better do the politics. You know,
yes.
She goes extra hard with that. Oh, that's her specialty. That's her forte. So we're going to leave that to her. But I definitely want to just take a minute and give, you know, happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating their birthdays, you know. I don't know if I mentioned it. We had the pleasure of going to a wedding, I think, 2 weeks ago. It was really nice. It was really, really nice in the Bronx. So definitely a shout out to Miss Mo in the Bronx, long-term friend of mine. And then we're going to be going to a wedding this weekend. So it's definitely been busy for us over here. And you have another wedding. You know, people getting getting married. It's nice outside. You know, it's 100 degrees, I feel like it, you know. Sweating all over. This is not the season for big girls.
Man,
everything. Sweating in the rolls, and, you know, like it's just not, it's not really 100% for the big girls right now, you know. Don't get me wrong. We represent, but it's definitely kind of hot, like. And it's not the season for, you know, the people who don't wear deodorants and stuff like that, you know. It's not the season for them either because this week it's been so, so hot. Oh, my God. I know I keep saying it. It's just because it really is. Like, it's super, super hot. So, so with that being said, there was something on the news about Sesame Place and how they were ignoring the black kids. You know, so I'm curious to see what everyone has to say about that. Like I've seen different footage, you know, where they have the characters go around and, you know, they're high-fiving people and everything. And, you know, when it comes down to, you know, the little African-American kids, they're not really, you know, they didn't high-five them. They kind of like looked over them as if they weren't even there. And the first one I saw, they tried to like justify him, like, oh, no, someone asked if he could hold the baby or something. And then after that one came out, a couple others came out, and it's like, okay, what you got to say now? You know, now what you got to say?
Right. Not
you
once.
You can't say
twice.
Nothing right now.
And there's several
right.
videos of this. So,
yes.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. If it walks like a duck, acts like a duck, and there's video footage of it looking like a duck, guess what? It's a duck. So, therefore, that
that's
character, whatever
though.
That character was in, whoever was playing that character was in the wrong. I saw that. I heard it this morning, and I don't remember who was talking about it. Some radio show in the morning. They were talking about it, and I'm like, what are they talking about? Or on the news or something. I remember hearing it this morning. But then this evening when we had our conference messages, I'm like, oh, that's what I heard while I was half asleep this morning. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Kelly Rowland's name in there from the Destiny's Child. She made a comment on it, and she's very, very upset about it, and she's making a stand for our people, and you know, which is great. You know, big shout out to Kelly Rowland, and everyone who continues to support us, and you know, when people do us wrong, and it's in public, and you know, they just try to sweep it under the closet, under the carpet. Yeah. I think that was totally wrong. Totally wrong. There's no way around that. No excuse why that character acted like that. In my opinion.
Yeah. No. I definitely agree. You know, like if it would have happened one time, okay, I could understand you were in a rush or whatever. But to see the different videos and all be from the same time, you know, that's a little, you know, that is, you know, very discouraging, you know. To see that it still goes on, and you know, and it's innocent children. Like these aren't like, you know, as they say, thugs out there.
Absolutely.
To see that, you know, it wasn't honored. It's definitely a little, you know, upsetting or whatever. I was just like, you know what? Grandbabies? I don't know. I don't know. Y'all gonna be going over there, grandbabies? I don't know. We're going to have to talk about it because I don't know. You know, you definitely don't want to be a part of the nonsense that goes on, you know. You don't want to be a part of that, you know. But I did want to just mention real quick or ask you a question, you know, how do you feel about the whole thing with the abortions, you know, like, other people being able to, without going too much into the politics, of course, but to have people tell you what you can and cannot do. I'm going to word it that way. How do you feel about that?
I was so appalled. It's so disturbing to hear that anybody in any way, form, or fashion thinks that they 10-year-old girl that gets molested and becomes pregnant. Let's just say there's a woman jogging through the park and gets abducted and sexually, you know, assaulted and gets pregnant. Do you mean to tell me that there's going to be someone out there telling me that if that 10-year-old child is mine, no. If I'm that woman that gets assaulted and raped in the park because I'm jogging or walking with a dog, no one should be able to tell any one of us what we can do with our bodies. I don't know who.
Yeah, I definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The one thing I will say, just, you know, sticking with the topic of abortions and stuff like that, you know, I do feel like there should be a limit on the amount of abortions that people can have, though. You know,
I agree.
I do feel like that should be a limit, you know, only because, you know, people use it as a birth control, you know.
Absolutely.
And I feel like there should be, you know, a cutoff, you know, of how many abortions you could possibly have. And I'm sorry for saying it. I know, you know, I'm a woman and, you know, you don't want people telling you what to do and stuff like that. It's just, you know, unless, you know, you went through a traumatic experience and it keeps happening to you over and over and over again, then you definitely should not be, you know, like using this as a sign of birth control. You know, there is birth control out there, and you should possibly use it, because you don't want to use it as like, this is my birth control, this is what I'm doing, you know. So I just wanted to say that you know, I don't think anyone should be able to tell us what to do with our body. I feel like that's our decision, you know. But I do feel like there should be a cap, you know, on the amount of abortions someone can have, and especially if they're abusing the situation.
I've heard people say, "Oh yeah, I had 5 or 6 abortions." What? We're not talking about pieces of candy here. You what? Yeah, girl, I had 5 or 6 abortions. In my head, I'm saying, you was a damn fool. But, you know, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, just imagine what it does to see a body also. So imagine what it's done what it's doing to your body, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just feel like there should be a cap, you know, there should be a cap for that.
Birth
just
control.
How I feel.
Birth
you know.
Control. Whatever happened to contraception? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or whatever happened to no sex, you know?
Absolutely. Abstinence.
What happened to that? Like, you don't have to, you know?
Word. As a single woman now, I'll be thinking, oh, I need to get me some. But then I'm like, nope, it's not worth the headache. It's not worth the hassle. I'm not in no relationship. And I'm just not getting into bed. Nope, not right now. Nope. These is and stuff. Here on the show, we talk about all sorts of topics. And while we're on this topic, let me speak to you all about contraceptives. Please protect yourselves. We're not just because someone can get pregnant. There's so many venereal diseases out there. There's so many people, HIV and AIDS. They don't have a face. We can't tell who has that, but I tell you one thing, I work in the lab. I draw a lot of blood, a lot of blood. And there are more people that I draw blood for that have HIV and AIDS than I thought was out there.
Wow.
Food for thought. I am so shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, you know,
listen
what?
To the words that are coming out of my mouth. You never know. It has no faith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. You know, when it doesn't, you never know. You're absolutely right. You never know. People carry it well, and they're not very out in the open with it. You know, they're not going to just tell you, hey, this is what I have.
Right.
You know, so definitely have to make sure that you protect yourself at all times and just try to do the right thing. My thing is, you know, try to live right. You know, try to live right and do what you got to do, and you know, try to excel with the different things that you're doing, set your goals and accomplish them. You know, because at the same time, life is short. Life is very short, and you could be in love with someone, and you could think that that's like the best person walking, and then that person could not even tell you that, hey, this is what I have.
Absolutely.
They don't have to tell you, you know. It's like, do you want someone to tell you? Yes. But do they have to? No. You know, is it misconceived? Is it, you know, does it give you mixed feelings and mixed emotions? Yes, it is, because, you know, you're not being upfront with me. And when you sit down and you have that conversation and you try to figure out where you're going in this relationship and what's going on, you do want someone to be upfront and honest with you about the situations that they may have encountered and stuff like that. So,
you know, I always got to throw something. You know, I always got to throw something funny in there. You ready? You ready for this? I'm single. I'm on the website. So I, you know, I'm you know, friends with, not even friends, text buddies or message buddies or whatever you want to call it. So I get pictures. This one really got to me. I got a picture like 2 months ago of this guy's private part, full on strong, like a muscle, like you're holding your arm, your muscle up, full on strong, hard. Listen, with lesions and bumps and stuff on it, I said, I'll be
No.
Did not send me a picture of his things on it. I said, oh my God. I said, block. Yeah, block, delete, hide, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But how do you feel, though, you being single and on the market, you know, and on the site, how do you feel when someone's just sending you random pics like, hey, look, you know, like how does that make you feel, though? Even if you do have small talk, how does that make you feel when someone just sends you a random pic like that?
I take offense to it. I do. I really do. And I immediately either say something or just block, delete. But I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for that. And so many times people think that they have to do that. Or freak it, they want to do that. Okay, fine. I'm not the one. I'm not the one to do that with. Ray Queen is not the one. I'm not, and that does not interest me. Stroke my mind. Stroke my, you know, my try to find out about me. Try to show me who you really are. Listen, anyone with a, if you have in your profile picture, you got your private parts hanging out, you have no shirt on, and you're looking sexy and all this stuff, I'm swiping right by you anyway, because I'm not attracted to all of that. You could be 400 pounds, or you could be, you know, for real.
I'm laughing because you said you got your private part out. You know, you got no shirt on, looking all sexy and stuff. I'm gonna keep on going.
I mean, I'm a look. I'm gonna look at your muscles and stuff. But why would you as your profile picture? Seriously, why would you put your profile picture as, you know, you there with your muscles and chest all out?
Okay, I'm devil's advocate. Ready? I gotta throw a devil's advocate in there. Okay,
you know,
taking the picture with a no shirt on, with the muscles and the muscles glistening and stuff like that. That could be letting you know how they are. Like, I'm fit. I'm looking for someone that's equally fit. You know, that didn't make sense.
Okay,
but it was funny.
Well, okay.
After I said it, I was like, you said I was crazy.
I do, but those of us who have profiles, right, in my profile on the dating site, I put, you know, let's just say I have a relationship with God. I'll put into, you know, certain type of man. I'm, you know, I like to swim, or I'm muscular and I like a muscle type of man, you know, something like that. Okay, you can write that in your profile, but why do I have to see it as your profile picture that you're all buff and you're, let me find that out later, you know? I don't know.
Yo, you are so funny. You are so funny.
Yes. If a man's sitting there with his chest all out, muscles all, big old muscles, and I see that, and I see that profile picture, I'm swiping right on by. I mean, I'm going to look, but, yeah, I'm okay. Swipe. Oh, look at this big boy right here. I like this fat son of a gun.
So you wouldn't say, oh, wow, he has a nice chest. He can help me work out. Like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, exercise more and stuff, and he can help me. You wouldn't think that way?
No, I want to see if you can spell, and if you can complete a full sentence. My type is, or my name is such and such and such. I am from such and such. And now, if you, let's just say this man has beautiful eyes, beautiful face, beautiful facial hair, beautiful hair, hairline, good, everything looks great, body buff. But then I go to read his profile, and he has no capital, no periods, no commas, there is spelt wrong, and words are spilling into each other. I'm definitely can have all the money in the world, but, you know.
You can't have no run-on sentences?
No!
You can't have no run-on sentences? Okay, so you're looking for an educated man.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, you go, girl. Okay.
I mean, I have standards.
Okay.
I mean, but they're not set.
Just like
Ray Queen's
hotline.
That. they're not set so high that you can't, you know, reach them, but yeah. Absolutely.
Nor would I have
any interest in a male who has a baby, a young baby, a daughter, a little kid. I'll be 50 years old next year or something like that. No, you got a 2-year-old boy. You 52 or are you 48 now? Is that a little too much? You think that could be a little too much?
So just put it out there. You're looking for an educated man with no little children.
With no little kids. You can have as many grandkids as my grandmama has had. You know, hundreds, but 2-year-old child. You're a grown man. We're looking. No.
I don't know. You don't have to visit this conversation, though, right? Because I'm just a little curious. You don't.
Okay.
So you don't want to date anybody with kids?
I don't mind dating anyone with older kids. Just no little kids.
Oh, no little kids.
No little kids.
All right. I hear that. So a question was just mentioned. And the question is, should you get used to feeling betrayed? Is that the new norm?
Oh,
like
my gosh.
People always, you know, like betrayal, you know, you feel like the world is, you know, full of people that treat people like that. Is that the new norm? Should that be something to get used to?
No, definitely not.
Wow.
Definitely not. Yeah, no. I've betrayed some people in my life, and I can honestly say that I'm not where I was. Thanks be to God, because hot mess. But and I'm not where I'm going to be. However, the person who I am, looking back, I'm not. I know I let some people down, you know. I know I've betrayed some people. I know
But did you do it on purpose?
Confess it. No.
Like, did you do it on purpose? Where like you deliberately did it, or you just?
It just happened to play out like that. But I can say that moving forward and in the future, the person that I am striving to be and, you know, that's in the works definitely won't happen. Because I betrayed people and didn't even know it, you know. I would say people didn't even know it until they let me know and had even cut me off. Like, I'm like, ooh. Oh.
So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it and not know it?
Okay. Example. There was a group that I was in on Facebook, just meeting friends, nothing dating, no dating site or anything, just a group of people just meeting up, you know, certain lifestyles, certain areas, you know, people that are close by or whatever. There were people all across the country in this group. But we would, you know, once in a while, someone would say, put your area code up. Well, maybe there's one of us that are close. We can link up, be, you know, friends. Go out, get our nails done together, and, you know, people looking for friends. So I put where I was and resided, and this one girl, really, really cool. She happened to be in the medical field like myself, and she seemed really, really cool. And she lived literally like 15 minutes away from me. Long story short, I wasn't looking to go out as much as she was. You know, I didn't have the money all the time to go get my nails done. you know, like she did. I didn't want to go to the bar, you know, but she was really, really genuinely really, really cool, you know. And I really, really, I believe, you know, I wouldn't mind being her friend, but she wanted different things. Like I said, I didn't want to go out to the bar. Well, I didn't have money to go get my nails done this time, or, you know, and if she would offer, I didn't want to say, you know, yeah, you can pay to get for me to get my nails done or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So one day, she got sick. She got sick, and she, we lost contact.
Okay, I hear you.
But we were still friends. We were still friends on Facebook.
I hear
and,
you. So that doesn't sound like
I reached out to her.
Though.
She cussed me out. I reached out to her. She cussed me out. And I was like, why are you being nasty to me? She said, because you betrayed me. I didn't realize
why,
that I was
betraying
her.
Like, what did you do that betrayed her, though? You didn't
I didn't go out
like,
with her. I didn't accept her offer to pay to get my nails done when I didn't have the money. Like, she was like, we're supposed to be friends. We're supposed to be hanging out. We're supposed to be friends. Well, damn, I didn't. And she was like, you betrayed my friendship or something. I never even knew the girl like that, but
I
betrayed her, you know. But so you can betray someone and not be aware of it.
Yeah, and not know. Yeah.
You know?
See, for me, myself, I would say don't get used. Know the situation you might be in, and you know, in where people do betray your trust and stuff like that. Don't get used to that, because I feel like there comes a point in time in your life and your growth where you have to be able to cut it off. You know, to be able to say, "What I used to do, I'm not doing that anymore." You know, I've changed.
Right.
I don't want to surround myself with those type of people. You know, when I was younger, I could definitely tell you that. How I would say that I probably betrayed someone is I didn't care. I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
When you're younger and you're in your 20s and you're going through things and you're trying to, you know, get to where you're going in this thing called life, I feel like you step on some people along the way, you know, as you're climbing, you know, to the top, so to speak, you know. And I feel like you meet people, and those are people sometimes they're for the season and sometimes they're for the long run. And I would definitely say that some of my mistakes I would say when I was younger is I just didn't care. I had the I don't care attitude, you know, when you're 20, you know, 20, almost 30, you know, when you're grinding, it's like you don't care. Like, you're just, only thing I saw was me and my kids. Like, that was my grind. Nothing else really mattered. You know, it was the grind of I need to go hard for me and my kids. I need to be able to maintain. I need to be able to do what I need to do. So it was like anything was fair game at that point. So say that I would probably betrayed a couple people is I didn't care. They wanted something like, all right, I want this friendship or I want this relationship. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, that was the attitude that I didn't care. I wanted to be able to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. And I wanted to be able to grind for me and my kids. And either you understood the grind or you got stepped on. And your feelings were not important to me, you know, and that I can tell you 40 plus now when I look back and I'm like, wow, like I could have definitely handled that way, you know, that situation a little different, you know, or I could have, you know, been more upfront. But then I'm like, I'm one of the honest people and blunt people you're ever going to meet. So back in my 20s, you know, almost 30s, if I'm telling you what it is what it is. Like, I'm telling you up front, if you still want to pretend like it's something more than what it is, then you can if you want to, but I'm telling you up front that this is what it is. And sometimes I feel like the blunt, you being blunt and you giving it to people raw, sometimes certain people aren't built that way to take that rawness you're giving them. And sometimes they can definitely take it, you know, in different ways. So I would say don't get used to it. I would say in this thing called life that we all grind and we all try to succeed and try, you know, to stay among the land of the living, you know, you definitely have to put things into perspective and know what your goal is in life and know where you're going. And if you're around people that's treating you bad, or you can't really confide in them because you're telling them stuff and you're venting and then they're repeating everything that you said word for word, you know, they are betraying your trust. And you do need to, A, stop talking to them and telling them, you know, the business, or you need to just exit out their situation and say, you know what, I'm going to take this road over here because I don't want to be in that revolving door of betrayal and you're betraying my trust and the relationship is going sour. I don't want to be a part of that, you know. So I would say definitely don't get used to it. Like I said, don't get used to it. Make moves, strive, set goals for yourself, accomplish those, you know. And if you see that you're constantly around people who are betraying you in different aspects, then you might need to look for different type of people.
Absolutely.
You know, so this way you're not still being done dirty, you know, from time to time. So that's what I think. I hope these answers help you, you know, with the question, but I definitely feel like it's not the norm. This is 2022. This isn't 1975 or 98, 2000, 2003. This is 2022. You know, we survived, some of us survived the pandemic and were able to talk about it. So there's no way I'm going to sit around and be in a toxic situation, whether it's a relationship or friendship or whatever. I'm not going to do that. This day and age, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. We need to set these goals and start moving around differently, you know, because this thing called life, it could be taken from you anytime, and you want to definitely be able to, God forbid, anything happen. No, you live your life, and you make peace with the people who you might have, you know, hurt. So I'm forever saying, listen, if I hurt you or I said something to you, I definitely apologize to you sincerely. I do. It wasn't my intent, you know, but my rawness can get me in trouble. Me being so blunt can get me in trouble from time to time, but I'm working on it. You know, I'm working on it. God is working with me with my mouth, and I know that, you know, there's good things coming. I just have to, you know, I had to tone it down from where I used to be, that loud mouth, that fighting person. I'm not that person anymore, you know, and I thank God that I'm not, you know. So I hope it helps. I really do. I hope the answers help. If you want to give, if you want to chime in, the number to call is 516-418-5479. Press 1 to go on the air. Give your feedback on the topics. We talked about a couple different ones tonight. You know, but that betrayal, that's definitely kind of, you know, that's kind of deep right there. That betrayal is definitely, that's, you know, that was definitely a good question.
How do you recover from that? Let's just say you're in a relationship or a friendship, and you trust that person with all your heart. Let's just say you're in a relationship, and that person betrayed you, but that person realized, damn, I betrayed you. I apologize. I genuinely apologize. I'm so apologetic. Can we move forward? Would you be able to trust that person again? Like, have you ever been betrayed and forgiven, and have forgiven that person?
So for me, I have been, and in a relationship wise. And it wasn't assuming it was face value, face-to-face, caught red-handed. You know, that type of, I definitely had to take the exit route, you know, because it wasn't like you're assuming and you're thinking, you know, that was proof right in front of your face, and I couldn't get over it. So, yes, I had to exit. You know, I definitely had to exit the situation. And when we say, you know, forgiven, you know, I definitely forgive because I don't want it to block my blessings. I just make sure that I don't deal with you, you know, because you can't come back and apologize for something that I caught you red-handed for. Now, if I'm assuming and I don't have no proof in front of my face and I didn't catch you red-handed, that's different. But if I catch you red-handed and it's in my face and I don't have to assume or ask questions and do this and do that, no, it's here. It's all up in here. then no, there's no coming back. I don't think that that would ever work. So, yes, I took the exit route with no regrets. Yeah. How about you?
We all have our own addictions. Mine, number one is flossing. I love to floss my teeth. but I was one of my addictions, and they say once you're an addict, you're always an addict, whether you're recovering or not, something like that. I don't like how that, you know, is said, but my addiction was my ex. I was addicted to that person. So no matter what that person did, no matter how I was abused, whether it was mentally, physically, emotionally, whether I was cheated on, this person was so manipulative, and I was so addicted to this person that I kept allowing this person to continuously walk on me. And I kept forgiving. I kept forgiving. I kept forgiving. My love, I was so addicted to this person. No matter no matter what, I still felt like I had to stay in communication with this person. However, that was one of my major downfalls in life, because that person was almost the death of me. Like, literally, I had to fall flat on my face, turn around, be on my back, look up at this person while this person was literally stomping on me, for me to open my eyes and realize. It took a long time. And then I was bound by unforgiveness. I was bound by unforgiveness and was looking for reasons why, you know, I was asking, why did you do this? Why did you do this? I still kept, it was tough. It was the hardest
Very
thing.
Toxic.
Very toxic. It was the hardest thing that I ever had to get away from, that I ever had to come back from. Like, not even the death of my father was as tough as detaching myself from that person who I was addicted to, yet bound by unforgiveness.
Now, why do you think that you did stay, though?
Like,
some people say they
stay
because of circumstance, you know. Some people say, oh, you know, they stay in situations with circumstances.
That was my excuse. That was my excuse several times after going back. Oh, circumstances. It was easier, cheaper. You know how they say cheaper to keep them. Yeah, I made up every excuse. I made every excuse there was. Even when there was the opportunity for my eyes to be wide open, I was bound. And I always speak of knowing your self-worth. Women, we're the best at not practicing what we preach. We can give good advice. We don't take it, you know, our own advice. I was at that same time helping people through their being bound by unforgiveness, helping them through their struggles, their abusive relationships. But here I was stuck. I had to hit rock bottom and literally lose everything. I'm not talking about lose some stuff, almost everything once or twice or whatever. No, I lost everything. And then realized it's no big deal. Turn the freak around and walk away from it. Damn, here I am.
That's what's up. See, that's a walking testimony by itself. That's a walking testimony by itself. You know, and it's deep.
Amen.
You know, because people, you know, that was in your situation, that are still in, you know, the situation that you were in, you know, people mm-hmm. do say, oh, you know, it's cheaper to keep her, or, you know, it's circumstances mm-hmm. or kids and finances and stuff like that. And I always say, yeah. though, as you're going through the storm, you know, you don't really realize how bad your situation really is, you know,
Ooh,
until something happens that makes you see things differently. And sometimes there are people out there, and I say it's like hella game, you know. They're able to,
yeah.
they got the gift of gab. They know what to say, when to say it, how to say it, when to say it. They know that. And they prey on that and you not knowing any better, you know, or you afraid
yep.
of what other people might think, because in this world that we live in, people, everyone has an opinion about somebody's situation, about what they're doing and how they're doing it. And
yep.
I was explaining to one of my coworkers the other day, what I learned in my life is, this is your situation that you're in. If you like it, I love it. You know, I'm here, open arms, you know, I listen, I pray, I do everything as a friend, as a sister that I'm supposed to do to you, for you. And if you choose mm-hmm. to walk in that same toxic path, then that's your
mm-hmm.
decision. That tells me you're not ready yet. But when something
yeah.
happens and that light goes off and you are ready, and I pray you're ready sooner than later, and you're able
mm-hmm.
to talk about it, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to use your testimony to save other people, because there are other people still to this day going through that situation. So I
Amen.
Definitely think that it's important to share that testimony and share that story, because when you talk about abuse, when you talk about addiction, yes, there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of different types of abuse that people go through. There's a lot of addictions that people go through. And honestly, it does
yeah.
not make you a bad person because you're in a toxic situation and you're going through different things.
Mm-hmm.
It just means
mm-hmm.
that you have to learn to work on you. And it's okay. Some people feel, wow, is it selfish of me in a relationship and have to take some steps back to work on me? No, it's not. It's not. It's not a
right.
mistake.
Right.
It's okay for you to work on
yep.
you and work on becoming a better you than you were yesterday. That's okay.
Yep.
Keep striving.
Yep.
You know, no one deserves to be in a relationship where it's toxic. No one deserves to be abused, mistreated. No one deserves
mm-hmm.
that. And I tell anybody, love is not supposed to hurt. Last time I checked.
Absolutely.
You know, and if
yeah.
I'm hurt and I'm crying, you know, and I'm overwhelmed with emotions and stuff, that's not love. That's not love.
Right.
That might be my situation, and that might be the lust that I feel for you. But that's not love, because love should not be painful. Love should not hurt. Love should not be black and blue bruised, you know, from
yeah.
head to toe,
yeah.
being hit in front of your children and raising your children.
Mm.
That's not love. You know, and if you think it is, you might need to sit down with someone that can tell you about love and show you, because some people
yep.
don't know it. I say it's learned behavior sometimes, where they grow up in houses where there's abuse, you know, and there's violence
mm-hmm.
and everything
mm-hmm.
is just so hectic. So then guess what?
Yeah.
When they get older, they do the same thing that they thought.
Absolutely.
Because, wow, my parents got to be right. You know, my parents was right, and they fought
yep.
like cats and dogs. This is good. You
mm-hmm.
know, this is how it's supposed to be. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, it's
nope.
not.
Nope.
It's not supposed
nope.
to be like that, you know.
Mm-mm.
Mom and
nope.
daddy not supposed to be fighting like cats and dogs and dragging each other across the room. And, you know, that's not
Ooh,
love right there. And
yeah.
then later on, daddy or mommy is kissing the bruises on your face, telling you how sorry I am and trying to hug you and stuff. That's not what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Not what that is, but
wow!
Definitely tonight was definitely a great show, Ray. I definitely
yeah.
want to say we definitely did the damn thing. You know, the phone
yeah.
lines are definitely
yeah.
lit up. You know, anybody could press that one button, and the beauty of it is you could be who you want to be. You don't have to give your government name. You know, give whoever you want to be the name you want. But it was definitely a great show tonight. Great, great show
yeah.
tonight. And a lot of different things we talked about. We could definitely chop it up, you know, another time. Mm-hmm. But we can go and give your final thought. I'll give my final thought, and, you know, we'll wrap it up for tonight's show. And next time, people, you know, press that one button. The number to call is 516-418-5479. Press that one button to go on the line. If you are listening on your PC, you cannot get on from there to talk to us, you know, lovely divas, you know. You got to call in, and it is a toll-free number. So, you know, press that one button and chop it up. But what's your final thought on tonight's show, Ray?
Wow, my final thought on tonight's show, I definitely did that loop. We, you know, Dolls and Divas, a lot of times we, you know, we bring up a topic, we have a topic, which we always have our, you know, conference calls ahead of the show, or ahead of time. You know, we try to be prepared for y'all. But we, you know, there are some times where things go, you know, different routes, and we wing it, and ish turns out, like, even better than what we planned. But my final thought on tonight's show, definitely, I would say empowering for me. I'm grateful. And I can learn a few more things about myself. So GQ Palace is where it's at, Dogs and Divas. I'm so grateful for God, who is ahead of my life. And GQ Palace, my the CEO and the exec and my sister Divas, I love y'all, our callers and listeners. Thank you for, you know, just share the info. Pass it on to the next person. I'm passing on the mic. Diva, I love you. Yeah.
Love you too. That's right. That's what's up. So, yeah, tonight's show was definitely definitely different than what we planned, but I definitely enjoyed myself, and it was a great show, and the awareness is there. You know, and like I said, you have a testimony, I have a testimony, and they're deep, you know, and the beauty of it is being able to share your testimony, share your story, so this way it helps somebody else. So we definitely did that tonight with the phone lines being lit up. And GQ Palace has been around a long time, you know, very long time. And we've had plenty of shows and plenty of hosts. We've done it all, been there, done that, you know. And I can honestly tell you that we have definitely saved people, you know, and helped them with awareness for themselves and them get out of their toxic situations and their things that may not have went right in their life. You know, we've definitely been there for it, and that's why we're here. So with that being said, it was a wonderful show. We are going to be here next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. This is Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Next week, Wednesday, we'll see you at 8 p.m. If you'd like to send in topics, you can always do so. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. We are there. GQ Palace, Google it. You know, we're here to stay, and that's what it's about. So have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, and God bless.
Butter baby.
Through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. They wanna talk down on me, they wanna judge you. You don't know my pain, and I don't know your pain. Don't judge a book by its cover, them pages ain't the same. Everybody go through hardships and hard times in life. It's a lot I did wrong that I gotta sacrifice. I done been on my own time, I done been on
yeah.